Welcome back to another episode of Ooh Baby Bible Stories with Z and C. We are very excited to be with you guys on this Monday afternoon. I'm here with C, and he's also very excited.
Yep. You know I'm always excited.
He's always excited.
You know I'm always excited. In fact, I don't want to leave the show.
He does.
Whenever I'm bound.
Yes. And if you are a returning listener, welcome. And if you are new, then welcome. And thank you for joining the family. We are very excited to be with you guys on this Monday afternoon, like I said. Okay, so let's continue from where we left off last week. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, if you are tuning in for the first time, then I suggest you go listen to last week's episode so you can get caught up with the story, you know, so you know what's going happening. Okay, so last week we left off where Potiphar actually bought Joseph as one of his slaves for 300 pieces of silver, and he asked Joseph, how did he end up here and what's his name? And he ended up telling Potiphar his story. Now, we already know his story, so we're going to dive in right into the story. Okay, so Potiphar was kind to Joseph and he assigned him to work in the field at first. Remember, Joseph was now a slave. His brother sold him. And Joseph worked hard and Potiphar was pleased with Joseph. And this quickly promoted him into various positions. And years passed and God blessed Joseph. So obviously, God was obviously with him. That's why, you know, and he succeeded in every assignment that he did because God was with him. Potiphar was very happy with Joseph.
I'm pleased with your work, Joseph. From now on, you will be in charge of my household.
As you wish, Master.
Keep up the good work, Joseph. You may leave now.
Thank you, Master.
Ooh, he's so handsome. Wish he would at least look at me.
Ever since Joseph came to the city, Potiphar's wife had been secretly admiring Joseph. Can you believe it? And one day, when Joseph actually decided to go out to the city, she decided to call him into her chambers. Wow.
Psst! Joseph! Here, Joseph!
Hello, madam.
Hush! Someone will see you. Come, I need to talk to you.
What is it, madam? What happened?
Someone will see us. Come inside my chambers. We need to talk.
Can't we talk here?
Come, don't be shy. Come in, Joseph.
What's the matter, madam?
I'm tired of this life. My husband, he's a great man, but he's never here, home, with me. He never spends time with me.
My master is very busy, ma'am, with many things, and he's an important man.
You dress so nice, Joseph.
Madam, no, stop! I'm leaving.
Foolish boy. I'll make him pay for this.
Potiphar's wife decided to take revenge on Joseph, and she lied to Potiphar when he returned.
I hate him. I hate your servant. He came into my chambers, and I ran out, screaming.
Who? Joseph? How dare he?
Potiphar put Joseph in prison, where king's prisoners were kept.
Why, God? Why is this happening to me?
Don't worry, Joseph. You couldn't have done anything. She's a bad woman. But what can we do? She is the wife of the commander.
You are very kind, sir. God will protect the innocent.
After many years, the Pharaoh of Egypt called a meeting with his chiefs. Pharaoh was having troubling dreams and he was looking for someone to interpret the meaning of these dreams. No one was able to offer any help. Is there anybody? Nobody who can interpret my dream?
My lord, may I?
Who are you?
I am your chief warden.
What do you have to say?
My lord, there is a boy in my ward who can interpret dreams. He's interpreted one of my dreams before and it happened just the way he explained.
Okay. Bring him. Bring him here. Maybe he can do the same for me. The chief quickly got Joseph and took him to Pharaoh. So, you are the one my chief warden recommended. What's your name?
My name is Joseph, my lord.
My warden says you interpreted his dreams. Well, you were in prison. Can you do the same for me?
My lord, it's a great honor. It is God who sends dreams, and he is the one who reveals them to me. May I hear about your dream? I will try by my best to interpret it for you.
I had two dreams. In the first one, I saw that there were 7 healthy cows grazing by the river. But all of a sudden, 7 lean and ugly cows came out of the water, and then they swallowed all the healthy ones. What do you think?
Can you tell me about your other dream?
I dreamt that 7 heads of grain, healthy and sleek, were growing on a single stalk. After them, 7 other heads of grain sprouted, thin and scorched. That grain swallowed the healthy ones. What do you think of that one?
Both dreams mean the same thing. God has revealed what he's going to do. The 7 fed cows are the 7 heads of the grain, means that 7 years of great riches will be coming to Egypt, but this will be followed by 7 years of famine, and many will die.
What do you think we should do?
I think you should save the grain from the 7 years of plenty. That way you can use them when the famine comes. I think you should appoint someone who can do this work for you.
This sounds like a good idea, Joseph. Can you do this? I don't think I can find any other man like you who is filled with the Spirit of God. You shall be chancellor, and all my people shall respect your orders.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Like Joseph foretold, after 7 years of great wealth came a great famine over Egypt. There was no rain, no crops, and the animals ended up dying of starvation. But Joseph had collected 1/5 of the land's crops, and he was saving it for the famine. People from different lands arrived at Joseph's doorstep to buy the grains from him, because remember, he saved it up. He was a smart man. One day when the drought became severe in Canaan, Jacob sent his sons to buy some grain. So Joseph's brothers also arrived at his doorstep, not knowing who Joseph actually was.
I hope you will sell us some grain.
Egypt.
My brothers, I shall teach them a lesson today. Give everyone grain except those few. Make them stay back. I have to ask them a few questions. Who are you? Are you spies?
No, my lord. We are just poor, 12 sons of the same father.
There are only 10 of you here. Where are the others? I know that you are lying.
My lord, one of us is no more, and the youngest is with our father. We are not spies, my lord.
Commander, put them in prison, for they are liars.
My lord, please, let us go. Please let us get out, because our father will die, and our brother will die, if we do not return.
All right. Now stop crying. I will let you go, except for one. You can take the grain too. With you to Canaan, bring your youngest one here. Then I will know you are honest people. Only then will I let the last one go.
Only Simon remained in jail while the others were left to go. And when the brothers returned, they brought along with them Benjamin, as Joseph had asked. Joseph was overjoyed seeing Benjamin, but he couldn't express his joy because he couldn't reveal who he actually was. He invited his brothers to come have dinner with him at the table and gave them a lavish dinner. But when the dinner was almost over, Joseph asked one of his servants to hide his silver cup in Benjamin's sack. Now, I don't know if you forgot, but Benjamin is actually Joseph's younger brother from his mom. They shared the same mom. So what happened was, he asked his servant to put the silver cup in Benjamin's sack. They ended up leaving. So Joseph commanded his chiefs to actually go after his brothers, because they stole something. But this, he used this just to get them back. So obviously they found the cup and they came back. And they were reunited as a family, because Joseph revealed who he was at the end. He revealed that he was their brother, and they were very happy. They apologized for actually selling their brother into slavery. And yeah, that is the end of the story. So what we learned from Joseph today is that we need to be patient. Not everything is going to come when we want it to come. Maybe you want a toy or whatever it is that you want. You ask your mom and dad, but they're not giving to you immediately. Well, this story actually teaches us to have patience, because Joseph had the dreams. You have the dream of that toy. You have the visions and the dream of that toy, but it's not happening now. Joseph waited a very long time for that dream to actually come true. You see, in the dream, he saw that, you know, he was being bowed down to and whatever, and his brothers got angry, but it actually came to pass, but at a time where he was ready for what he actually dreamt of. You see, sometimes things won't happen immediately because we're not ready for it. He was very arrogant at the time, so he had to get humbled. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed that story for today. We'll see you guys same time, same place next week. This is ZNC signing out. Peace.
Bye.
Hey kids, don't forget to come back for more Bible stories every single week. Let your mommy and daddy help you to go to www.activefm.co.za. See you next week. Thank you.